Hi, it's Dave. Today is Tesla's long-anticipated battery day, and people are getting very excited. But yesterday, Elon tweeted a warning about battery day that sent the stock price down 6%. In this video, I'm going to take a deeper look at what Elon said and why. All right, here are the tweets about battery day from Elon last night. Here he says, important note about Tesla battery day unveil tomorrow. This affects long-term production, especially Semi, Cybertruck, and Roadster. But what we announce will not reach serious high-volume production until 2022. We intend to increase, not reduce, battery cell purchases from Panasonic, LG, and CATL, possibly other partners too. However, even with our cell suppliers going at maximum speed, we will foresee significant shortages in 2022 and beyond unless we are also take action ourselves. The extreme difficulty of scaling production of new technology is not well understood. It's 1,000% to 10,000% harder than making a few prototypes. The machine that makes the machine is vastly harder than the machine itself. Elon Musk has been hyping battery day. He's been saying on Twitter that something big is coming. And there's a lot of excitement and a lot of speculation going on. And in some ways, maybe people are getting a little bit too excited. And so I think Elon might have gotten word that some Tesla buyers are even delaying purchases of their Tesla vehicle because of battery day. People are wanting to see what new inventions and breakthroughs and developments Tesla will announce before committing to, let's say, a large vehicle purchase. And for Tesla, their quarterly vehicle deliveries are super important, and Q3 deliveries are ending just in a week or so at the end of September. So Elon probably needs to cool things down a bit, but he also needs to bring down expectations to a more realistic level. Now, we know that battery day is really going to be big. I mean, they're actually going to make a big battery. The form factor of the battery might increase 5 or 6 times in volume. That's going to lead to cheaper costs, probably higher density, and just overall, it's going to ensure Tesla is going to have the long-term availability of cells that they need going forward. Now, the biggest challenge that Tesla has is that they have demand for their cars, and they're trying to bring down the price of their cars even further, which will increase demand in the future. And so they need battery cells to keep up with the aggressive growth plans that Tesla has. Now, the danger of new technology sometimes is called the Osborne effect. It's when people expect the technologies to change so fast that they decide to just wait for the next version of the technology rather than buying the current version. And that's what's kind of dangerous. And that's why you need a delicate balance as a technology company. Usually when technology companies reveal their products, they're just revealing their current version and they're holding close to their chest, right? Version 2 and 3 that they're going to announce probably a couple years down the road. In a similar way, that's Elon Musk's balancing act. He wants to show the world what Tesla is working on, and he wants to really reveal versions 2 and 3, but he knows if he reveals too much, that's going to Osborne the current demand for Tesla's products. All right, with battery day, in my perspective, we've already kind of had part one of battery day, and that was actually the Cybertruck reveal. See, with the Cybertruck, you have this massive vehicle, and for some amazing reason, Tesla was able to announce a 250-plus-mile behemoth vehicle for under $40,000. That doesn't make sense with Tesla's current sales. And further, Tesla announced with the Cybertruck the longer-range Cybertruck that goes over 500 miles for under $70,000. And again, the whole point of the Cybertruck reveal, I think, was to kind of showcase that Tesla is making big battery breakthroughs. And so part two of Battery Day is what we get today, actually. And that is how Tesla is doing what they're doing, how they're advancing their range and the costs of batteries so quickly, and what that means for the future. Now, before going further, I think it's important to understand why Tesla is holding a battery day. See, Tesla doesn't really need to hold a battery day. They can just keep on continuing to develop and introduce new exciting products that customers will buy and have demand for. However, battery day is for a few groups of people. First, number one, battery day is for investors. And Elon and Tesla want to give investors a bigger picture of the bigger scope of Tesla. Where is Tesla headed over the next 5 or 10 years? What makes Tesla so different than other auto OEMs who are trying to make electric vehicles? Tesla wants to make clear that they're going all in on electric vehicles and that they have a clear and credible path to making, let's say, 10 to 20 million vehicles a year by the year 2030. All right, the second group that battery day is directed to, I think, is suppliers. See, Tesla is wanting to give, I think, more credibility. And the battery supply chain is very large, and Tesla is releasing and trying to ramp up a new Roadrunner production line. And with that, they need the buy-in from their suppliers. And I think showing the bigger picture actually helps build trust and credibility with suppliers. Number three, Tesla's Battery Day is for recruiting, in my opinion. You see, a lot of Tesla's success relies on the talent they bring in, right? The people who are engineering new solutions, and they really want the best of the best. In order to attract, let's say, the best top 1% of battery experts and people who can work on batteries and progressing them, Tesla needs to, I think, show a motivating kind of reason to do so. And what Battery Day is saying is saying that we are the undeniable leader in battery technology. Here's our big vision. No one can compete with this. If you want to work on batteries that are really going to make a difference, you need to come to Tesla. That is the clear and resounding statement that Tesla is making for Battery Day. All right, number four, another group that Battery Day is directed to is internally for Tesla employees. By having a day like Battery Day, Tesla is setting forth their goals publicly, and it's not just an internal goal. I think there's an extra kind of power and accountability that happens when the CEO comes in front of the whole world and says, these are our goals. This is what we're doing. It kind of galvanizes the entire company around those goals. So Battery Day is going to play an essential role in clarifying kind of the goals and the internal goals that Tesla has. So I left out one big group, and that is the consumer. So Battery Day isn't really for the end consumer. Of course, that is unless Tesla announces the Plaid Model S and X at Battery Day, in which, yeah, it could be for the consumer in some ways. However, I share all of this to drive home the point that it takes a lot of delicate balance to do something like a Battery Day. You want to give the bigger picture, but you don't want to reveal too much. You want to reveal enough to attract the top talent and build credibility, and you don't want to share too much and then Osborne the demand for your current vehicles. All in all, Tesla is about the long term, and I think that's what Battery Day is all about. It's showing that Tesla has a long-term vision, and that Tesla has a long-term, clear, and credible path to reach those goals. Look at Tesla's mission statement. It's a long-term vision to speed up the transition to sustainable energy. All right, so how should we take Elon Musk's warning about Battery Day? I think it's okay to be excited about all that Tesla is working on and their new developments. I personally can't wait. However, on the flip side, it's important to know that, yeah, Tesla will hold back certain developments for the future, and they want to protect the current demand for their current vehicle lineup. All right, I want to hear from you guys. Are you going to be watching Battery Day? What are you looking forward to? Tesla is going to live stream their Battery Day today, September 22nd at 1:30 p.m. or so Pacific time. Check out their website at tesla.com. All right, if this has been helpful, please like it and consider subscribing to my channel. We're looking at investment topics from different angles, trying to get beneath the surface of things. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.